Hello and welcome to the Built to Scale podcast, a podcast from Sattva where we explore the stories, the systems, the turning points behind businesses that are built to last. I'm your host, Maggie Olson, and each week I interview and talk with entrepreneurs, founders, and industry experts to uncover what it really takes to grow a business without losing yourself in the process. Because scaling isn't always about working harder or adding more tools. A lot of the time, it's about building the right systems, making intentional decisions, and creating a business that really supports the life you're trying to build. So let's go ahead and get started. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the very first episode of the Built to Scale podcast. My name is Maggie Olson. I'm an entrepreneur, a systems strategist, and director of operations here at Sattva. Now, this podcast is brought to you by Sattva.io. And first of all, I just want to thank you all for being here. So whether you found this podcast because you're growing your own business, or you're curious about systems and automation, or maybe you just keep feeling like your business is busier than ever, but somehow not actually getting any easier, you're in the right place. So the reason that I started this podcast is actually pretty simple. And it's actually kind of twofold. So I've spent nearly 20 years, nearly two decades building businesses, and some businesses worked really well. Some taught me lessons that I didn't realize that I needed to learn. And over the years, I've really realized a number of things, but this one main thing kept reoccurring. And it's that businesses that truly scale are not usually the ones with the flashiest marketing or even the biggest audiences. And if you listen to my other podcast, my solo podcast, Chaos to Clarity, you'll know I talk a lot about that over there. And now I did say this was like twofold, the reason why I created this podcast. Now, I have interviewed people over on the Chaos to Clarity podcast since I started podcasting over there. And I knew that one day those worlds, I might want to separate the solo podcast from the interview podcast, which is one of the main reasons why I started this podcast, was to be able to bring the interviews here. And I also realize what I just said, most businesses that truly scale aren't usually the ones with the flashiest marketing or biggest audiences. I was seeing a lot of that in my interviews over on the Chaos to Clarity podcast. Now, it's not a bad thing, right? But it was something that I was seeing. And I know that working with Sattva, working for Sattva, that is a systems-based business. So it felt so right to bring the interviews here. So what you're going to find here on the Built to Scale podcast is a few different things. You'll hear from me monthly in a solo podcast here. Now, if you want more solo podcasts, you can go and head over to the Chaos to Clarity podcast. I do weekly episodes, solo episodes over there. And then it's primarily going to be interview based here on the Built to Scale podcast, because something that I noticed as I've built a number of different businesses and been a part of a number of different businesses over the last 20 years, it's that yes, businesses that truly scale don't have the flashiest marketing or the biggest audiences, but they do have strong foundations. And I think that is one of the things that here on this podcast, you're going to start to see that. I know I have, as I've been interviewing people for the first season of the podcast. And I really want to showcase those people and share their stories and show you that, yes, business can be boring. It can also be really fun. And it can also be something that you don't have to do alone. So every week, we're going to talk about what actually is going to help your business grow sustainably, from things like systems and automation to leadership to sales, operations, client experience. We're going to bring in some AI because it's a big hot topic right now. I know there's a lot of people who are either pro or against, and I think there can be a middle ground there, right? So we're going to discuss a lot of things about business here. And again, I want you to know that over the years, as I've built my businesses, there have been times where I have found myself resenting what I've built, where I didn't really love my business, and I've pivoted, right? And that's something that I want you to know, that building a business shouldn't mean you're creating a job that you will eventually resent, right? For me, when I felt that resentment, that like, oh my gosh, this is getting so heavy, that was when I knew it was time for me to pivot. Now, some of those pivots were small, right? Changing offers, switching directions, right? Others, I closed a yoga studio in 2020 because I didn't like what was happening, because I didn't like running it the way it was being ran, and I was exhausted. So I want to share those stories with you. I want you to take inspiration here, but I also want you to be able to take action. I think that's the more important part here in this podcast, is I want this to be filled with actions that you can take right now, some little, some big. So, and at Sattva, right, I have been using sattva.io for years. And last year in 2025, I stepped into the director of operations role at Sattva. Because I believe in the product so much, it was an honor, really, kind of a fangirl moment for me to step into that position. And at Sattva, that is what we do. We help entrepreneurs build businesses that feel easy to run. Because when it's easy to show up, right? So we do things like helping them simplify, automate, and scale their business with systems that actually support the growth instead of creating more complexity or more things to do. So at Sattva, our belief is super simple, and it's that your business shouldn't rely on 100 different tools, that your fingers are crossed, stay connected, constant hustle, or you being available 24/7, because like, really, please take a weekend off. And I say that with so much love and compassion as someone who sometimes I do have a hard time taking a weekend off. Now, I want you to walk away from this podcast knowing that your business can be built to grow without everything depending on you, especially if at some point in time, you may want to consider selling your business, right? Because that is also something that not a lot of people think about going into business. And I have so many stories. That is one story that I hope to tell on the podcast, is an exit story, because I bought a business, I bought the yoga studio, and then I exited, you know, 8 years later. So I want to share more about what that looked like and how I could have prepared myself better to exit differently. So in today's podcast, I want to start with a question. Now, I want you to think about, what if your biggest business problem isn't necessarily getting more leads? What if the question is, what happens after those leads find you? Now, this is something I've been talking a lot about on social media. I've been talking a lot about this on the Chaos to Clarity podcast, right? Because I know a lot of people ask these questions like, if I could just find more leads, if my Facebook ads worked better, if I ranked higher on Google, if more people knew about me, everything would change. But would it? Do you know? And I don't ask that to be like, to be sassy, right? So I hear this all the time from people. I hear them say, I just need more leads. And maybe, but what I've learned is that most people actually really don't need more leads. They actually have more leads closer to them than they realize. What does that mean, right? More leads doesn't necessarily fix poor follow-up. And more leads doesn't necessarily fix confusing offers. More leads absolutely won't fix missed phone calls. And you know, there's this whole list of things that I can say to you, right? Like more leads won't fix onboarding that feels chaotic, or founders trying to wear every hat, right? In fact, bringing more people into the mix for things like this will usually expose your problems faster. And it's kind of like pouring water into a bucket with holes, quite honestly. You don't necessarily need a bigger hose or a bigger bucket. You need to focus on a couple of things. Now, we'll get into it a little bit in this podcast, but this is something that I help people with, and that is figuring out their client journey. And I know a lot of people, when they put together an offer, they don't even think about their client journey. Now, something that I'll be talking to interviewing people about is their client journey. And this is important because if you don't know what happens when somebody adds you on social media or you connect or they grab your freebie, like what happens next? And then after that, and after that, what are the steps that it takes to go from cold to sold? So I want to share a little story with you. Now, again, if you've been listening to the Chaos to Clarity podcast, you'll know that I've been an entrepreneur since 2007. And quite honestly, before that, because I had a babysitting business, I had a hemp necklace making business. Can you tell that I am a product of the late 1900s here? So in 2007, I graduated from college and I started a business as a photographer. I also went into corporate at the same time. Now, in my corporate job, I was able to, I was the company photographer and videographer. I worked in documentation and training. So there's a lot of things that kind of come together in my story. But let's focus on me being a photographer, right? So when I started that business, I thought success equaled more sessions, right? Because I would get paid. Right? One session, I get paid. Two sessions, I get paid. Three sessions, I get paid. So naturally, I chased more clients. I need more clients. I vividly remember thinking this. I just need some more clients. Okay? And then, so I did that. I got more clients. Word of mouth, right? Because social media was not what it is today. I had no clue about client journey back then. I just know generate clients, close clients, take photos, deliver gallery. That was what I knew. Now, fast forward a few years to 2012 and 2013, when I started yoga, and then when I trained to become a yoga teacher. Now, in 2014, I purchased the yoga studio that I trained at. Okay, now yoga studio and photography business are two completely different businesses. They're different. They can be different customers. I live in a very small area in Wisconsin, so actually a lot of my photo clients did become my yoga students, but that's neither here nor there. It's a different business, different revenue model, different challenges. The yoga studio then moved into coaching via yoga teacher training. I created a yoga teacher training. And in that yoga teacher training, something in my brain, my brain noticed the pattern that people don't know how to bring in clients. Now, by 2015 and 2016, when I was creating this yoga teacher training, I realized that people didn't know how to generate leads. By this time, I had been in business for 12 years with my photo business, 13 years. It was like second nature. No, longer than that. Whatever. It doesn't matter. A long time, but I had been in business already. So I already knew how to generate leads. And this is where coaching comes in. I had trained to become a life coach and it wasn't it for me. If you're a life coach, I love you, but it is not for me. I love talking about business so much that I realized in yoga teacher training that, yeah, they were teaching me how to teach a class, but nobody was teaching me how to generate leads for the yoga studio or for my classes. So I started teaching that to my students, to my yoga teacher trainers, because I wanted them to feel empowered, because I wanted them to know that they could take this training, have a comprehensive overview of how to teach a couple of different class types plus have a workshop that they can go out into the world and they can go approach a yoga studio, a YMCA, their church, their whatever, book club, it doesn't matter. I have this workshop. I would love to host it here, that they would know and be confident in generating leads, in bringing people in. So part of my evolution into coaching was that, right? If I'm looking back at like the butterfly effect, yes, everything plays its part, but it's specifically in yoga teacher training where I was like, no one's teaching business. I need to teach you guys how to bring people in so we can make money, so I can pay you. So I'm not out here having to hustle to bring people in. Now, as I moved out of yoga into coaching, I also began to understand and read and learn about human design. Now, human design is something that I love to bring in bits and pieces because it is this whole thing. But more importantly, it helps you understand your energy in showing up. And it can help you understand how to delegate, what to delegate, when to delegate, but it can also help you understand that you might not have all the energy that somebody else does, and that's okay. So, all that to say, I wear a number of different hats, right? I still have a coaching business. It's more of a consulting business now is what it's morphed into. I still take photos. I work as the director of operations at Sattva. I also help a couple of other agencies do many different things, right? So I spend a lot of my time inside of businesses, not looking from the outside, like actually in them, looking at the CRMs and the pipelines, the automations, the client experiences, you know, where things are going. I have a lot of clients who will say, I feel like I have money disappearing and I don't know where. So then we go and look at what things are you using to run your business and how can you remove things that aren't really working for you. And I just want to say your business problems, they almost never start with marketing, right? Although marketing is something that you need to dial in because I would argue that 70 to 80% of business is going to be marketing and bringing people in. And then the other, you know, 20 to 30% of your business is split between onboarding, client services, and overhead, and, you know, just being kind of in your business. Now, I've seen so many businesses spend thousands of dollars on Facebook ads every month, and the leads will stay untouched for days at a time, right? I've seen other companies paying agencies for SEO, but nobody is answering the phone. I've seen businesses begging for referrals in networking meetings without ever asking happy clients for testimonials. Now, there's so many things, and this all really started with seeing Facebook messages getting unread. And maybe that's the wrong term there. It really started when I was seeing people post in Facebook groups and then not answer in the comments. That's where I noticed it the most. And then when I would work with clients, we would get into I would ask them when they would tell me, I have no leads. Okay, how many messages are sitting unread in your Facebook message or your Instagram messenger? Because those are people they want to work with you right now. Okay. And I think a lot of people don't really think about this because they store so much in their head. Instead of taking it out and putting it into a system like Sattva. So the crazy part is, at least the crazy part to me, is that most of these business owners, they genuinely believe their biggest problem was getting more leads. And that's why they came to me, because I am known for helping people generate more leads in less time. But these are things that when you work with me, we also look at, I need to have the bigger picture because yes, I can help you generate more leads, but I also want to be able to show you that you can get wins quickly and easily. And how does that work? Because the people who are following you are already warm. They're following you. So if you feel like your business is leaking revenue, my first piece of advice for you would be to go and look in your Messenger. Go and look on your social medias. Where are comments you've left hanging? Who are people, comments or messages that you haven't answered yet? Because those are the people who are the hot leads. They're ready to buy. So if we think about revenue leaks, I like to think of businesses like a house with plumbing here. So if you have a teeny tiny leak, you might not notice it. But if you have 20 small little leaks, you're paying for water that you'll never use. You're going to notice that on your water bill. Okay. So not all businesses work exactly the same way, but usually a revenue leak is going to happen when a lead doesn't get called back or a proposal sits in someone's inbox or someone downloads the free guide and then never hears from you again, right? Or a client finishes working with you, but you don't have a process or a system that then asks for a review or a referral, or there's no path to the next logical service. And again, these are things that they aren't taught. And I was actually just talking to a client the other day, and he was sharing with me that, you know, he is a newer coach. And, you know, he went to this coaching school and they told him, you know, have one offer, sell one offer, but they never shared with him like how to generate leads, like what to do. And so we went over a client journey and I told him, right, like, make sure you get your client journey in place. Understand what needs to happen at each of those steps. And there can be multiple things that might happen, right? If someone adds you, are you sending them a message on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, wherever they're adding you? Hey, Sally, thanks so much for following me. I'm so excited to have you here. Just as an opening of the door for a conversation. Now, again, if you've listened on the Chaos to Clarity podcast, you'll know I'm big on conversations, especially when you're in a more high ticket type sales position. And especially if you're in a home, like a home services type position, or if you're in a service-based business in general, if you're not sending messages to the people who are adding you or following you or commenting on your stuff, that's a revenue leak right there, because those are the people who are going to become your next customers. So it's good to know that most sales happen through several touch points. And again, a lot of times it's not necessarily a marketing problem. It's usually a systems problem, and systems can be fixed. Systems can be upgraded. So there's always a way to kind of just amplify these things. Now, I want to say this. This is not a dig on marketing, because I believe that marketing amplifies what's already working. So if things aren't working and you're trying to market them, it's going to continue to not work. Okay. So you don't want your marketing to compensate for what is broken or not there. Now, that's not to say these systems can't be super simple. I know a lot of people who started their business with social media and a Google document, and they've made hundreds of thousands of dollars, okay? But if you don't keep upgrading your systems, right? Now, that's not to say the Google Doc is not a good system, but if you have a broken system or you don't know the steps, it's going to create more chaos as you become busier, because you're banking on your brain remembering all of those things. And I'm just going to say it now, as someone who is a manifesting generator who does a lot of things, I have a lot of people telling me, aren't you really busy? Shouldn't you do less? No, I shouldn't. I like being busy, and there is a method to my madness. If you're a manifesting generator, you'll get it. But that's not what we're talking about here. what we are talking about is that the busier you become, you don't necessarily become more profitable, because especially if you're relying on your brain and like a Google Sheet to do some of this stuff, or you're relying on your ChatGPT to keep you in line, okay? Because you're going to say, I need more leads. Chat's going to answer back with, okay, let's create more leads. And it's going to create you 27 things that might take you in a direction you weren't intending to go. Now, I want you to think for yourself and your business. If I would ask you, what happens after someone says they're interested in your business, in whatever you're selling, freebie, paid offer, I'm curious, what is that? Like, what happens when someone raises their hand and says, yes, I'm interested? So your challenge this week is to go back through every lead that's contacted you in the last 90 days. Yeah, it's going to take a minute. But I want you to go back and look through all the conversations, look through any comments that may be unanswered. And I want you to write those people down. I want you to write those names down. Put them in a spreadsheet, right? It doesn't have to be crazy and vibe coded and all that. It can be super, super simple here. What you're going for is repetition. I want you to go, I want you to write down who you've talked to, who's in your inbox. And I want you to make a couple of notes about them, right? Write down, would they be a good collaboration partner? Would they be a good referral partner? Like, could you do an email swap? Could you do a podcast swap? Could you do a live swap? Or would they be a good customer? Would they be a good client? Okay, so after you do that, then I want you to take that list and I want you to start messaging those people. Message them back. Hey, Sally, sorry I didn't get back to you. Just wondering how you're doing, if you're still interested in that thing you were asking about up above, right? Some people are not going to answer you back. Some people will. Maybe they've hired somebody else, and that's all okay. But I think you'll be surprised by how many people are like, oh, I totally forgot I had messaged you. Yes, I'm still interested in that thing. Okay, so there's literally thousands of dollars sitting in conversations that you've already started and had. So to answer my question before, you don't necessarily need more leads, because a community of 100 people, right? If you have 100 followers, even if you have 10 followers and they are active, they are buying, that is more profitable than millions of followers. Why? Because they're active, because they already believe in you. They're customer evangelists, right? They're going to go out and those 10 or 100 people are going to tell 5 or 10 other people. Those people are going to start to follow because they might need what you have. So being able to connect with these people is going to be important. Now, before you spend any more money on marketing, I want you to ask yourself, if my leads doubled tomorrow, would my business be ready? Because here in that question, if the answer is deer in the headlights, there is room for opportunity, right? There's room. It's actually good news, right? Because it means your next breakthrough isn't another ad campaign. It's building a business that's ready for growth. So if you ask yourself this question, if my leads doubled tomorrow, would my business be ready? Now you need to understand, well, how am I going to set the appropriate amounts of time up to handle that? What am I going to do? Is my offer going to be ready? If I'm a one-on-one coach and I have 20 hot leads, 20 people who are wanting to pay me, what can I do? Could I create a group program? Now, I also don't want you to go off down the rabbit hole of creating 100 new things. I just want you to keep that thought in your brain, because knowing where you want to expand to can really help you with systems down the line, systems that you're expanding into. Now, if you want another set of eyes on your business, I would absolutely love to help. So at Sattva, I offer a complimentary Business Ecosystem Review. And in this review, we look at your marketing, your sales process, your systems, your automations, your client experience, your operations, everything that's running your business. We do this so that I can help you identify opportunities, places you might be leaking revenue, and things that might be hiding, right? Things that you're like, oh shit, I forgot I put that there. Okay, so you can book your business ecosystem review by clicking the link down below. And if this episode gave you something to think about, I would absolutely love it if you would rate and review our podcast on whatever platform you are listening to this. It helps more business owners discover the show. It lets us keep bringing on conversations with others, right, about what is actually taking place in a business and how you can build your business to last. So don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode. And if you're interested in being interviewed for the podcast, there is also a link down below to book your interview, to apply and book your interview. I would absolutely love, love, love to talk to you, to talk about your business. And as I leave you, I want to wrap up this conversation with a question. I want to know down below, what are you building? So either slide into our inbox on Instagram, you can find us at sattva.io, or here down below in the comments. Let me know, what are you building? Like, in the long term, what are your goals? Because businesses aren't built by accident, right? They're here. I know you built this business with intention. I know you came here with something bigger in mind. So thank you so much for listening to the Built to Scale podcast. My name is Maggie. I'm the Director of Operations here at Sattva and the host of this podcast. And I can't wait to see you in the next episode.